Incorporated presents Journey to the Heart of Enlightened Emotions, to find and embrace the light at the heart of your darkest moments, with transformational, emotional, and spiritual coach, Gail McCool. And now we begin with part one of the series, Journey to the Heart of Fear.
In the morning when you waken, fear. As you enter your day, fear. As you approach your work, fear. In your relationships, fear. About your finances, fear. About your health, fear. Even in hearing about fear, there's fear. A constant companion, in one form or another, this fear. Sometimes subaudible, whispering away quietly. Sometimes screaming, demanding all of your attention. Running horror movies in your mind. Fear. It may be masked by many names. Worry, concern, anxiety. But make no mistake about it, it's fear. Fear of loss, fear of pain, fear of losing control, fear for ourselves, fear for others, fear for the planet. Aren't we good people? Can't you see how much we care in our fear? Fear for our future, fear about our past, fear in this very moment. Fear about wanting, fear about needing, fear about having or not having, fear about dying, fear about living, fear about your destiny. Fear there is no purpose to life, or there's a purpose and you somehow missed it. Fear that you won't be accepted, won't be heard, fear you won't be understood. Fear of intimacy, fear of commitment. Fear of rejection. Fear you won't be loved. Fear of connection. Fear of communication. Fear of choosing the wrong partner. Fear of bad people. Fear of evil. Fear of do-gooders and the self-righteous. Fear of animals. Fear of insects. Fear of the very earth on which you live. Fear of earthquakes. Tornadoes, tsunamis, natural disasters of every kind, fear of floods, fear of drought, fear of infestation and crop failure, fear of pandemics, disease run rampant. Fear. It waxes, it wanes, it creeps in unexpectedly in the most awkward places. It taunts us, it haunts our every step, this fear. Even when we deny it, pretend it isn't there, act tough, fool ourselves and others, it lurks just beneath the visible surface of life. Fear. What a dark and dense substance, this fear, worming its way through your system, grabbing you in the gut, making your heart race and pound, your muscles ready for action. But what action can you take against a phantom, a shadow, a mirage? Fear. So we try to protect ourselves from fear. We have security systems, prenuptial agreements, smoke detectors, health insurance, car insurance, house insurance, liability insurance, just in case. We learn self-defense, CPR, first aid, even the Heimlich maneuver. We spend billions on national defense and emergency programs. The chosen weapon of terrorists? Fear. So naturally, we also have a fear of showing our fear. Not you, of course. You're cool as a cucumber. If someone asks you how you're feeling, you say fine, no matter what. Not you, You let things just roll off your back. Hey, don't sweat the small stuff. You even know the song. Don't worry. Be happy. So what is this thing you call fear? This monster in your mind? Is it an illusion? Perhaps. But do you feel it anyway? Yes. So what are you to do? Even when you know better, it slams you up against yourself. And yet, all these things you fear could be real, and no one can protect you from them. We all die. We all experience hurt, loss, betrayal, illness, pain in one form or another, some more than most. There, but for the grace of God or Buddha or Allah, go you or I. But for all its torment, fear has only as much power as you choose to give it. What would happen if you stopped wanting it to go away or denying its existence? What if you tried to befriend your fear instead of hating it? What if fear is not the enemy? And what would happen if you didn't focus on the fear, if you focused on what you held precious instead? But can you really hold something precious when you're consumed by the fear of its loss? Fear can distract you with the phantom pain of loss. It can pervert your desires, make you cling to them too strongly. It makes you forget the natural cycles of life, that things are born, live for a short time, and then die to make way for a new birth. Do you even know what part of the cycle you're in? What is being born in your life? What is living? And what is dying to make way for something new? And what if, in your fear, you were simply wanting the same thing that everybody else wants? The means to navigate through life, no matter what happens, no matter what disaster besets you, to know that you would be able to rise to the occasion, to tap your inner strength, to face your most desperate desires. What desperate desire is your fear obscuring? You're listening to me now because even though your destiny is calling you, there's also something holding you back. That thing is called fear. Perhaps you've dressed it up, pathologized it, or given it fancy names like procrastination, lack of motivation, inability to perform. But when you get right down to it, it's fear. So let's explore it. Let's give this fear our full attention and see what happens when we engage with it rather than run from it. We're going to journey to that dark and scary place inside yourself that for years has been holding your dreams hostage. Let's meet that inner terrorist in its own dark hiding place. Fear cannot be apprehended by the mind. Your mind is simply the tool that fear uses to empower itself. And to know fear, you must go where it lives, in the shadows, in the deep recesses of your unconscious self. Fear thinks it's safe there, thinks you cannot reach it, that you'll be too terrified of what you will find in that dark place. How ironic is that? Even fear has a fear. It fears the light. It fears being seen for what it really is. But to expose fear is to disempower it. So let's do just that. Let's meet your fear and shed some light upon it. But first, let's prepare for the journey. Let's gather some resources for this descent to your fear. You will need both a companion and some tools. Why venture alone and empty-handed if you don't need to? An imaginary companion will do, so let's take a moment to make one up. Imagine yourself accompanied by a powerful being who will assist you on this journey. This being can be whoever or whatever makes you feel safe. In whatever way works for you, you can imagine and feel the support of your companion. This will be your ally, your champion, your own personal spirit guard. I say spirit guard rather than bodyguard because it's not only your body that gets shut down by fear, but more critically, it's the access to your spirit that gets blocked. Think about it. Isn't it your dreams, your inspiration, your love, and your wisdom that become inaccessible when fear arrives? These are the precious things of spirit that you want to guard, so you will want a strong companion or ally to travel with you. To penetrate the dark places, you will also need a source of light. So choose a flashlight, a torch, a laser beam, whatever works for you, something to light the way ahead. And now you need just one more thing. I want you to imagine a magical object of some sort. Just allow something to appear in your mind's eye or get the feeling of an object that you can take with you. It doesn't matter what it is. It doesn't have to make sense. There's no need to understand this. There's nothing to figure out. Just allow an object to come to you and give it to your companion to keep until you need it. All right. Fully prepared for the journey ahead, take in a deep cleansing breath of air and slowly release it. Make any adjustments you need to prepare for your descent. You are going to fear's home, deep within, down the shadowy staircase from your conscious mind into the deep recess that holds your fear. Don't be put off by any little fears that greet you along the way. There's no need to worry about the darkness below. You will illuminate these shadowy places as you pass through. And don't get distracted by the airlessness or stuffiness that greets you. Oxygen rarely gets into this place. After all, what's the first thing that you do when fear arises? Right, you hold your breath. So let's change that. Breathe deeply now and release that stale air. Allow yourself to inhale and be refreshed by oxygen. Let it expand your being. Let it strengthen your resolve to move forward. Continuing to move ahead, you're almost there, almost at that inner cavern. But wait a minute. There's something that appears to block the entrance to the cavern. A gatekeeper of some kind. Don't be put off. Feel your companion and spirit guard standing strong behind you. You're safe. Now look at the gatekeeper that is guarding your fear. This gatekeeper tells you that you must answer a riddle before you can gain access to the cavern. Notice how already those little tendrils of discomfort and fear begin to arise, working to undermine your resolve. But you're not going to be deterred. Tell the gatekeeper that you are ready. Here's the riddle. The gatekeeper asks you, what was the most painful experience of your childhood? Take a breath and allow the true answer to arise from within. Locate that memory, and as you feel the pain of that reawakened moment starting to rise, you'll know that you've found your answer. But do not give it to the gatekeeper. The gatekeeper is trying to trick you. It's trying to siphon off your power by having you reopen an old wound. This is the oldest trick in the book, distracting you from your mission by calling up old wounds. Notice how agitation arises at the notion of being tricked. And realize that you can greet and acknowledge both the agitation and the pain of that memory, and then let it subside. Those emotions can flare briefly, and as you let them go, they subside so that you can refocus on your mission. Feelings can rise and fall in a moment's breath, so take another deep clarifying breath and fully release it. Thank your feelings for their availability and responsiveness, and then turn back to the gatekeeper with newfound strength and resolve. Recognize how it tried to use your own feelings against you, to pull you into the victim mode, the place of phantom pain where fear likes to keep you perpetually trapped. But you are the one with resolve. You can call upon and meet your feelings without fear or resistance. You can let them rise and fall on your breath. You've seen the gatekeeper for what it is, a distraction, a deflection tactic. Now shine your light on it and notice how easily it disappears. The opening to the cavern is clear, so you're free now to move toward and enter it. You're ready to deal with your fear. You're tired of being tricked and tested. You want to discover yourself by moving even further into this darkness. And as you move forward, you notice that there is something also moving in the shadows ahead, just beyond the reach of your light. Even with your determination, your whole body can feel it, that familiar prickling sensation of fear. You can feel your heartbeat quicken as the thing ahead moves toward you. Take a breath and remember that you've got backup. Ask your companion to give you your magic tool and allow yourself to receive it. This tool, whatever it may be, has one purpose. It's designed for calling forth the strength of your heart. So let it do that now. Call forth the strength of your heart and feel the pulse of courage that emanates from there. Let it wash through you like a wave of courage, strengthening your whole being. All the courage you will ever need resides within your own heart. Feel that love. Feel it growing stronger. Feel the love flowing through you. Think of someone or something you love, and feel how your love intensifies and expands through every part of your being. Filled now with love and courage, you're prepared to face your fear, open-hearted and empty-handed. Feel your love and courage strengthening you with every breath, breathing in love, breathing out courage, Feel the security available to you in your own love. Now start sending that love outward in the direction of your fear. And as you do, invite the fear to show itself. Open your heart to the fear. Welcome it. Keep your love flowing. Keep breathing. Keep sending love, emanating and radiating love. Let the fear move toward you and welcome it as it steps into the circle of your light. You can now see the fear for what it is. It is all the parts of your being that have been crying out for the kind of love and attention that creates security. The shadow of fear crept into all those unloved places, obscuring and distorting them. But now you see the truth. Soften your heart to these places. Fill them with love. Watch how they grow lighter with your loving attention and acknowledgement. When you fill those places with love, the fear is transformed. Notice the qualities of your fear as you embrace it. Notice the desire that fear has had for you, how underneath it, it has always wanted you to feel safe, to feel secure. Thank your fear. Thank it for the job it's done in trying to protect you. And ask it to release its gifts of concern and protection into the care of your conscious heart and mind. Ask your fear if it would now be willing to perform its role in a new way. Instead of setting off an alarm that drowns out your own inner wisdom, ask your fear to act as a form of inner radar, an early warning system to remind you of the need for love and compassion for yourself, for others, for the situation as it unfolds. Ask your fear to signal you when you're veering off track. Ask it to alert you during the times that you're going against your own inner knowing. Ask it to redirect you to being caring and mindful if you're about to engage in ways that may be harmful to yourself or others. With its new role, fear can help you realize your true intentions and your true heart's desires. With its assistance, you can refocus your attention upon what really counts. Tell fear that you too are willing to do your part to change your relationship with it, treating your fear as an ally, a valued friend, helping you to stay in touch with what is truly important. Tell it that you will listen and respond appropriately. Seeing your fear through new eyes, you can see its beauty. Feeling your fear in a new way, you're more fully centered in your heart. Send your fear appreciation for all it has given you, and see it shimmering with the light of your love and understanding. Spend a few moments enjoying this newfound comfort and camaraderie with your fear. This is but one experience in a lifetime of experiences. It's not that your fear has to go away. Its associations with your desire for safety are deeply embedded. Those associations are interwoven through every aspect of your life, which is perfect, because now you realize that you can bring love and courage through every aspect of your being. The more that fear gets catalyzed, the greater the opportunity to bring more love into your life. This is the gift your fear will bring you. It will become the constant reminder of the places in you and the situations in your life that are most in need of love. Your fear will continue to visit you on a regular basis, but you now greet it as a friend. Invite it in with kindness, remembering that it's here for a purpose. If you listen with care, and if you let it, your fear will direct you back to your heart, where your love and strength interact with the deeper truth within. You no longer need to resist your fear. You can welcome it, breathe into it, open to its wisdom, and when it leaves, send it off with love and gratitude. The more times your fear visits, the greater the opportunity you have for living a courageous, heart-centered life. Saying goodbye to your fear for now, you turn to your spirit guard. You feel its love and understanding. It knows you no longer require its services. And now that you are feeling the strength of your own spirit, you too recognize that your spirit needs no guarding at all. As you express your gratitude to both your fear and your spirit guard, they fade away. Having illuminated the shadow cavern within, you are now ready for the return journey. And in a flash, you're out of the cave, through the tunnel, up the staircase, and back into your body. Now slowly stretch. Wiggle your toes and fingers. Feel your arms and legs. Move your head and enjoy the feeling of returning to the here and now, the sustaining presence of this perfect moment. Gently and comfortably, become aware of your surroundings, opening your eyes to see the fearless beauty that is all around you.
The program continues on the next CD.